In this previous extended segment, David described the five phases of natural planning and how they can be used for more successful focus and thinking, pointing out that as uncomplicated as that may be, they contain the power of a profound and timeless truth about how we negotiate and navigate through our experiences. Let's join in as he begins to wrap up the whole GTD experience and where to go from here, including some good tips and tricks for next steps in implementing stress-free productivity.
Actually, this whole thing we barely started in these, you know, this whole seminar in terms of going through this stuff. But how many, with all this stuff we've been doing in here, how many of you already feel a little more in control? A little more relaxed, a little more focused on what you need to do? God forbid, any of you inspired to actually go take some of the actions you were coming up with here? Fabulous. Just checking. Remember, I gave you a guarantee. I said, hang out with me, folks. You're going to experience this in here. Not about anything I'm going to do. I'm just going to get you to do what always creates that. Right? And then what I was going to do is share with you, in case you ever fall out of this, some good tips and tricks about how to systematize your process so you can more walk around in this state as opposed to, you know, having it be an unusual event. Now, none of you are ever going to fall out of this state again. But you'll meet people who have. So when you go home and you find you've got a spouse or a boss or a teenager or a secretary or a friend who's out of control, stressed out, unfocused, bored, and stuck, how would you coach them? What do you think I'd have them do? First thing I'm going to have them do is what? Get it out of their head. They're not going to solve anything with it rolling around in there. Zero. So let's get it out of the head first, break that cycle, get it out. And then sooner than later, what I'm going to have them do with that, what they got out of their head, is get real clear about what exactly that stuff means to them, what they're committing to about it. And sooner than later, I'm going to have them park the results of that in some total life kind of reminder system so they can keep it in some objective form that they review regularly. Make sure they have good 20, 30, 40,000 discussions with themselves and everybody else around them so that then they can start to trust their heart or their gut or the seat of the pants or whatever the hell they trust when they get to a phone and decide which one of those 16 calls is the one they want to make right then. Now, you all sort of knew this before you came in here, you know, into this seminar. Hopefully what I've done is just remind you about what you already do that works, just update the information about it, get you to experience it from another level, and perhaps galvanize and motivate you to go, you know, update the system and the process in terms of how you're doing it. But again, nothing new. You know how to do all this stuff already. That's kind of cool.